This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god. Play the podcast, please.
You with Jax and Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home. Now this week is NAIDOC week.
Indeed, it is.
Woman Jenka. NAIDOC
week. Woman Jenka to you.
Woman Jenka. Which means is Wurundjeri for hello.
G'day. Oh, there's so many dialects, though, isn't there?
I know. Joining us in the studio to talk about matters of an Indigenous nature and of matters of interest to the LGBTI community as well, it is Professor Mark McMillan from RMIT University. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hi, Dan.
Just give a round of applause for you.
Oh, thank you.
Now Mark, you are the Deputy Pro Vice-Chancellor of Indigenous Education and engagement, is that correct?
That is correct, but before I go any further, I want to acknowledge the Wurundjeri and Bunurong people of the Kulin Nations, on whose land not only is Joy operating and going across the airwaves, but where I have the absolute privilege of living and doing my work.
So I know Wurundjeri people. What was the other one you said?
The Bunurong people.
Bunurong.
So there are five nations of the Kulin. So when we think of where we are in Melbourne, we've got the Wurundjeri on this side of the Yarra. On the other side of the Yarra is the Bunurong people, the Bunwurrung, and then you've got Jajawurrung, Tunurong and Wathaurong. So they're the five nations of the Kulin. So when we think of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations, you go, what are the Kulin Nations? So it's five.
Now,
so,
did you do an acknowledgement to country or did you do a welcome to country then?
I did an acknowledgement, and the reason I did an acknowledgement because I'm Wurundjeri, which is a nation in New South Wales, so where we see and be in the world. I grew up in a little place called Trangie on the other side of Dubbo near the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
And so about 72 k's west, and that's in the upper parts of Wurundjeri. But I did an acknowledgement of country because I am not a traditional owner from here, and so I can't welcome anybody to country. I can only acknowledge that I am on somebody else's country.
Ah, so if you were up in Dubbo near the zoo,
on my country, I could be. I would be authorised as a person who is not junior anymore. I wouldn't say I'm an elder, but I'm not junior anymore, and certainly I've been given the authority to do welcomes by our elders up there.
Now, let's understand your title.
Yes.
Because it's a bit of a mouthful. So you're Deputy Pro Vice-Chancellor. Mm. So you're in charge of vice for RMIT University. No, there's no vice there. But of Indigenous engagement and education. Mm-hmm. What does that all mean?
So in a university structure, you've got in the senior echelons, you've got the Vice-Chancellor then sitting underneath
the boss.
He's the CEO, and our Vice-Chancellor, Martin Bean, is our Vice-Chancellor, and sitting under and supporting him is the Deputy Vice-Chancellors and the Pro Vice-Chancellors. And then I'm at RMIT, I sit in the next layer of leadership. So it is about making sure that as a senior, or if not this, the most senior Indigenous person in the structure of RMIT, I participate in the decision-making. And historically, Aboriginal stuff at universities has been about how we focus on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students, whereas this is a new position that seeks to put Indigenous relationships and ways of being into the decision-making layer. And so my remit is about how we think of education and Indigenous education, not just for Indigenous people but for everyone, as well as how we engage with all of things Indigenous.
Well, and when you talk about Indigenous education, when I think back to my schooling years, Jax, all those years ago,
yeah,
I think we sort of had that, we got educated in the noble savage, or this idea of the Aboriginals on the shore as Captain Cook came in. You know, that was kind of, that's I think the extent of my Indigenous education growing up in Perth all those years ago. Did you have anything different when you went to school, Jax? Or do they not even cover Aboriginal issues?
No, well, we learnt words such as Koori. We were learning, I don't know if Was that still acceptable, or is that just to denote a different sort of tribe that was...
So these are the kinds of things of what we've been able to grow up with. So when we think of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, they were constructions of non-Indigenous peoples as a way of putting us... in a particular category, and so they could then deliver service or treat us badly, remove our children on the basis of that, those kind of things.
God.
In modern times, and certainly in 1992, the world changed for non-Indigenous Australians, which was for 204 years, the legal system and just ways of being in Australia meant, and which it was manifest in our education systems, that Aboriginal people weren't here. So we pretended that Aboriginal people were not in this country. And so as we started to develop the practices of being with country, we did that on the basis that Aboriginal people aren't here. And then in 1992, the High Court said, you know what, we got that wrong for us, not for Aboriginal people, because we still exist, and as we always have. Surprise, surprise. But it fundamentally changed for non-Indigenous Australians, saying no longer can we pretend that Aboriginal people are not only not here, but now we're required to actually be in a structured, formal relationship with what was before. So we see now that there's all of these, our children, our nieces and nephews, our grandchildren have a different way of actually understanding what Aboriginality means to them as identity in the way that they construct their Australianness.
Absolutely.
For our generation, we're still struggling to work with, we didn't get that. But how do we? So, and I think that's really what we're trying to do at RMIT, about how we educate a society about what is a requirement now.
And I think that sense of identity as an Aboriginal person, but also your sense of identity as a member of the LGBTI community as well.
I know.
The intersection between the two.
Well, and the intersectionality becomes important because we've all got it. And so as a gay man and as an Aboriginal, as a Wiradjuri man, these two are not, they're not in conflict, and everybody wants, you know, there's a lot of talk about how do we, can those two exist? You've got some Aboriginal people, I won't mention the names because they don't deserve it, that denies that there was queer in our worldviews long before there was Aboriginal people. But there's a whole movement of, especially coming out of Canada, about two-spirit and queer, and how that has always been part of our ontologies, epistemologies, and even the way that we know. So we don't have to do this Judeo-Christian, let's hate on the fags, to actually understand that queerness is an inherent part of Aboriginal sovereignty properly.
Is that interesting? So we are chatting with Mark McMillan. It is NAIDOC Week. We're going to touch on that a little bit more coming up. You are with Jax and Dean, with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday Drive Home. We are joined by Mark McMillan, the Deputy Pro Vice Chancellor of Indigenous Education and Engagement. That is such a long title. How do you get that on a business card?
I don't.
No.
I just go head mole.
Head mole. You're in charge.
I'm the head mole.
Yeah. And we're talking, and one of the reasons we got Mark in here is because we're talking about NAIDOC Week.
It is NAIDOC Week.
And
yes.
Before I said we're sort of celebrating NAIDOC Week, then I paused because I thought it sounds kind of weird to say we're celebrating it. Because it has its origins in protest, yeah?
It does, but that doesn't mean that its origins also haven't led us to celebration. So when we think of what was going on in the 1920s and 30s, you know, there was the Aborigines Advancement Progressive League, the Aborigines Advancement League, and there was in 1932, William Cooper, or 38, actually instituted the Day of Mourning. We, as Aboriginal people, we were starting to actually mobilise around significant dates for non-Indigenous people as a reminder that we can't celebrate these things.
Yeah.
So, or that we hadn't yet had the time to work out how do we mutually celebrate these events. But NAIDOC started as in the 1950s as the National Aboriginal Day Observance Committee, and it was celebrated on the second Sunday in July. And so then it morphed. We then just didn't, you know, Queensland strangely annexed the Torres Strait in the, I think it was 1859 or something, somewhere around there. And so instead of having Aboriginals and Aborigines, we started to talk about, so it's NAIDOC is now the National Aboriginal and Islander Day Observance Committee. Mm-hmm. So to put Islanders, Torres Strait specifically in there.
Yes.
And so what it was then in the 1950s, it was starting to celebrate what it meant to have an Indigenous population. And so protest is still so vital for the nation and the national identity that we have these constant reminders of things have not always been something to celebrate.
No.
Australia Day and Move the Date isn't about Aboriginal people not wanting to celebrate what it is to be Australian. Mm. Our only contention is really the day that we have to do it because we are as much Australian as anybody else. But January 26 isn't the day that we can celebrate it in the way that affirms us. It was actually a particular day. But observance of the celebration of what it is to have Indigenous cultures, influences and heritages and laws and custom that inform how other non-Indigenous Australians participate with us is equally something to celebrate. So NAIDOC has become a celebration, and as well as there's still reminders that we still have elements of protest.
Now, in terms of celebrating this year, the theme of NAIDOC is Because of Her We Can.
We Can, and I think what a wonderful recognition of what Aboriginal people we've known our whole lives. Without our mothers, our grandmothers, our aunties, we wouldn't be in the enviable
position.
What
is it with you Indigenous folk? All these aunties.
I was going to say that. Aunties.
Auntie this, auntie that,
Auntie this,
uncle that.
Yeah, because
are
it
they
is
actually uncles and aunties?
Well, yeah, because I think, well, when you start to talk about what it means about connectedness and how do we actually give the recognition of connectedness, the term of auntie and uncle is a representation of how we pay respect, but it also situates eldership as having a strong influence. So on our everyday, it's not, you don't just say uncle and auntie because they are. And when you think of clan systems and kinship systems, generally there is relatedness.
But Auntie Di or Auntie Caroline aren't necessarily your mum's sisters.
No.
No, but they're part of the broader family.
And Ngawi Caroline in particular, or Auntie Caroline, she is also Wiradjuri. So we are related in that sort of sovereignty sense.
I always wondered about that, all the uncles and aunties. But it's big families.
Right. Well, they do, because eldership takes on the responsibilities of, you can't be then broken down into the family unit. Eldership and auntie and uncle is about giving the proper respect for, they're actually the guiders of our communities, our sovereignties and our ways of being. So that, that becomes related as well. So when we say auntie and uncle, it's about respect, but it's also about situating yourself with respect to their knowledge and how they actually allow us and guide us in our behaviours every day.
Well, there you go. I think I've learned something today.
About time you learned something.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Yes, good to see you again.
Happy NAIDOC, everyone.
Happy NAIDOC.
Happy gay NAIDOC.
Oh.
Gay-nock.
Gay-nock-dock? Dock-dock.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.